Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You've joined us with our Coors Sports Topic Show. Buckle up and ride along with us. We're going right back to the Midwest now and landing in South Bend, Indiana for Notre Dame Football Report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, welcome. How you doing? You're coming off a bye.
Coach, I thought I was going to have a nice, relaxing weekend, but with the games that were on TV, I was biting my nails all the way down to the knuckles. When you talk about Alabama and Vandy, Tennessee, Arkansas, USC, Minnesota, and Miami and California, those were all fantastic games, but didn't wind up the way you would think they would. In particular, the first game I'm talking about is Alabama. Now, there's the pundits that are saying, well, Nick Saban never would have lost this game. Chances are he might not have, and the reason why, because he would have ran the ball more, and he would have hogged more of the time. When you look at the time of possession in that game, Vandy had the ball for 42 minutes and 8 seconds. Alabama only had it 17 minutes and 52 seconds. Coach, it's hard to score 35 points in 17 minutes, but they did it. Can you imagine if they would have had a full half of the game, 30 minutes? They might have ran Vandy out of the stadium. So, you know, they were number one, and I think now they're like number seven. It just goes to show you that on any given Saturday, with the parity now that is in college football, anything can happen. Who would think that Vandy could come as close as they did to Alabama and then eventually beat them? It was a huge upset. And, Coach, you look down at Tennessee, another one. Arkansas had the ball 35 minutes to Tennessee's only 24. And in the USC game, USC had the ball a little bit longer than Minnesota. But when you look at that Minnesota game, the thing that I'm finding is interesting with Southern Cal is that they're playing in the Big Ten schedule. They're banging every week with big guys. I mean, you're talking about Minnesota, there's 300-pounders there. There's guys who can throw the ball. There's guys that can run the ball. There's guys that can tackle. And each week, they're having that kind of competition. Now, Southern Cal's coming in. I'm not saying the Big 12 is not a tough conference the way it was. But now when they're in the Big 10, not only are they playing against big guys, but they're also playing a traveling schedule. And it takes something out of you. And then, Coach, the last game I wanted to talk about is Miami and California. Miami had the ball for 37 minutes. Most of that was in the fourth quarter. The thing that I loved about that game is that after three quarters, the score was 35-18 Cal. And you come into the fourth quarter, and Southern Cal scores 21 points. I mean, Miami scores 21 points in that last quarter to 3 for Cal. And it just goes to show you never give up on a game because anything can happen. And, of course, in that game, the bottom fell out for Cal on their defense, and Miami just never quit, and they wound up winning the game 39-38. So I got to take my hat off to Miami. They did a great job, and I look forward to some really great games coming up this weekend.
Frank, I'm going to take my hat off to you. If you watch the end of that football game, back where you live, it had to be 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing up at that time?
Coach, I had toothpicks in my eyes. I tell you what, I was drinking some coffee to watch that game. I tell you, it was a great game to watch, though. There was a lot of action in that game, especially in the fourth quarter. In some ways, I was kind of rooting for Cal because usually they get beat in a lot of those games. They have a very good team. If they can shore up a little bit on their defense, they have an explosive offense. So they'll be fun to watch. And, Coach, there's another 6 or 7 games to go. So it's going to be anything can happen in the last half of this year, that's for sure.
Frank, I want to ask you, and for everyone out there, we're doing our Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship championship team at Notre Dame. How about you? Are you surprised about Army, Navy, and the rise of them this year, and how really they're, well, you know, Navy's undefeated.
Navy's undefeated, Coach, and so is Army. And, you know, there are so many games to look at before Notre Dame gets there. I was talking this over with James today. ND plays, after Stanford, they play Georgia Tech, and they are a tough team. They're going to play them down there in Atlanta. Coach, that place is going to be rocking. I mean, that's an NFL stadium that's going to be packed. And Notre Dame brings a crowd with them, but also Georgia Tech wants this game. Georgia Tech is a very good team. They played some terrific games already this year, and they almost beat Louisville. And you know how close Louisville came to beating Notre Dame as well. So I think there's some parity there as far as Georgia Tech. If they beat Notre Dame, this is going to be a big part of their season. And, Coach, then we go to Navy. And Navy right now is 5-0. They're going to play at noon on October 26th. So that should be an exciting game, too. The thing Notre Dame can't do is they can't relax and think, hey, the Navy, we can just throw a helmet out there. They did that in 2007 and 2011, and they got beat by Navy. So they can never just throw their hat on the field thinking that they're going to win, because the academies are going to go every play all the way to the end of the game, if they're winning or if they're losing. I remember in 1973, I was telling James this today, we beat them 62-3, Army, that is, at Mikey Stadium, which was a great venue. But even in the last part of the game, the fourth quarter, those cadets were running all over the place, throwing their bodies. Coach, they never give up. And thank goodness they don't, because those are the young men and young women that are going to be protecting us when we go to war. And God knows we need all the good people we can find that are never going to quit. And those guys are going to play football, too, at Army and Navy and Air Force. So we're going to have our hands full. Now, Coach, when we look at this game coming up, Stanford right now, I believe, is 2-3. They lost their last two games. They lost to Virginia Tech, and they also lost to Clemson pretty handedly. They have some very good players. Ashton Daniels is their quarterback, who was hurt last week, had a hurt hand. Now they're expecting him to come back and play. He is their leading passer, and he's also their leading rusher. He's a guy that really makes their offense go. And again, if Notre Dame is looking at this team and looked at the last couple of weeks thinking, we can beat these guys, that's where they have to watch it. Because they have the capabilities to run the ball, and they have the capabilities to throw and catch the ball. They have a great receiver, Io Manor, who last year had over 1,000 yards receiving and about 9 touchdowns. He's somebody that can really go up and get the ball. So I have a great tight end named Rouse, and CeCe is another receiver, number 84. Coach, they can catch the ball. And they shoot themselves in the foot a lot when they get close to the goal line. They either throw an interception or fumble. But if they were to happen to get it all together, they can give anybody in the country a good game. So Notre Dame has got to be all hands on deck on this one. And they have to really be ready to play, because if they're lax, they can get hurt in this game. And this is a game they're playing at home. They want to play well for their fans, and they want to set themselves off to go down to Georgia and really build some momentum, being 5-1 at that point, and hopefully going into Georgia with the good momentum and be able to move down there to a victory as well.
Well, Frank, let me ask you. They've lost a defensive player, an all-star player, rush player. They've had a week off. Where is, in your opinion, does Notre Dame stand right now and their chances as far as possibly getting a playoff berth?
Well, I think they have excellent replacements, Coach. Bubakar, I believe Traore is the one that got hurt, the rusher. And he's somebody that really put some pressure on the opposing pastors. I think the replacement is pretty good. They have a number of them that are coming in there. And I think they're young, but they're aggressive. And I think they want to play and they want to win. So I look at for Notre Dame to have a good performance with these young players because, Coach, a lot of times they don't know any better. And what they want to do is prove that they can play. And when you have that kind of enthusiasm, they don't get complacent. So no matter who they're playing, they want to look good. And that's a good thing in Notre Dame's case because they need top performance this week, not somebody that's going to say, hey, I'm just going to take it easy. They want everybody going all out so that they can win the MVP of the game in their own mind and in the coaches' minds, and that's what they're looking for. So we have some good runners on our team offensively. We have some good receivers. I think we have to hone up on our short passing game. I think Riley Leonard could throw a pretty good deep ball, but at times he's a little bit inaccurate, and that's something you have to work on. Now, of course, he can really run the ball. He's run for 376 yards so far and 7 TDs. That's a pretty good outing for anybody. He's the top rusher for Notre Dame. And his passing, he's 82 for 126 for 750 yards and 3 touchdowns. So he's lacking a little bit there as far as the numbers are concerned. But, Coach, what we're interested in is not numbers for the individual, but we're looking for wins for the team. And I think when there, as they say, there's no I's in team. James Domaday told me that. So that's why we're looking for a team effort. And James is really hopped up for this game. He feels that this is something that we have to be ready for. And if we're not, we have to be, fighting for our lives there. And that's something we don't want to do.
Well, I tell you, I think James will be happy. They probably won't be wearing green this week.
Coach, I am happy, too. I did not like the green jerseys. I like a little darker green, maybe a forest green, if they were going to do that. I also don't like the white pants without any stripes on them. I mean, I know that they like to change it up a bit, but as far as I'm concerned, I think I'm not a gimmick guy. And sometimes they do the gimmicks to motivate the guys. But what I think is discipline is the important thing. And if they need motivation, they're in the wrong ball game. They need discipline. They need to follow their assignments. They need to play the interval, as James and I talked about with Ira Parseghian always used to say, the snap of the ball to the whistle. If you go hard in that period of time, which is about 5 seconds per play, you're going to play about 5 minutes a game only. So this is a key thing. Each guy has to think about that. Each guy has to take it within themselves to perform for the interval. If they can do that, they're going to be way ahead of the game. So there's some head games that are going on, but this is where the head coach has to come in, has to calm guys down. He has to make them focus on what's proper and what's necessary for a victory. And this week, we need a victory, Coach.
All right, my man. I'm going to have to say thank you very much for joining us, as you do every week, Tuesday and Wednesday night, with a Notre Dame football report. Of course, I've got to thank your associate head coach, who's James back there, who makes sure he gets all the inside scoop for all of our listeners and us. And again, Frank, I want to wish you the best of luck this week. It's going to be every game, as you mentioned in the opening of the segment, is a challenge. And you also talked about the upsets this past weekend. We'll see what happens this weekend. So Frank Pomerico, again, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, we thank you for joining us.
Coach, thank you. I'm sorry I could talk all night about football. I appreciate the opportunity to talk just a little bit here, and I'm excited about next week. So I look forward to talking to you. Thanks for having me, Coach.
Thank you very much for joining us. And again, we want to thank Station Casinos, STN Sports App, for the sponsorship of our Notre Dame Football Report, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Nevada. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Also, if you're going to rent a car or truck in Las Vegas, go where I go. That's Budget Car and Truck Rental. Give them a call locally at 702 736-1212. So buckle up, everyone. Yes, we're returning back, and we're going to have NASCAR report coming up next with Chuck Hayes. So buckle up from Las Vegas. You're listening to our Coors Sports Epic Show. I'm Harvey Hyatt. We'll be right back.